I'll give you a proper welcome now, because as I suspected, 6 minutes into the service, you've now got a much bigger congregation. But that's lovely. It doesn't matter. If you've come in while we've started, it really doesn't matter. It is lovely to have you. It's great that you've joined us. Whether you're a regular here, whether you're a visitor amongst us today, if it's the first time you've been, or the first time you've been for a long time, I hope you will feel welcomed. I hope you sense that we are meeting here in the presence of God, and it's fantastic to have you here on this Christmas day. We're going to start with a very simple prayer, so let's just pray and say thank you to God for this great day. God, our Father, we thank you that Christmas was your idea. You had it planned, and we thank you that Jesus has come as a baby, but also came as our Saviour. And we thank you that on this day we have to look forward to all that you offered to us and continue to offer to us in and through Jesus Christ. So as we come here today to celebrate with joy all that you do for us, we thank you that we can have friends, family, presents, lots of exciting things to do. But at the heart of it all, the reason we're here is to celebrate the birth of our Saviour Jesus. And we just want to say simply, thank you so much for doing that, because you love and care for me. So meet with us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Did anybody have trouble going to sleep last night? I didn't. I had a lot of trouble going to sleep the night before, but that's a long story. Did you have trouble going to sleep last night? What time did you go to sleep? Do you remember? No? Was it very late? It was quite late. Quite late. Who got up early this morning? Same people. There's going to be some tired people. There's going to be some tired people. Was anybody up before 5 o'clock this morning? Before 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. And another one there. Yeah. And another one there. Okay. Did anybody have a lie-in this morning? Did anybody get it after eight? Yeah, okay. Some of you have got some presents with you. Some of you have bought some that you've got opened. And some of you will have a present to open. And this would be a really good moment to open those presents that you've got with you. And then if anybody wants to come and show us what you've either got in your present now or something that you've brought with you that you've had as a present this morning, then do come and show me, and we'll have a look and see what they are. So open your presents and let's have a look and see what we've got. There's some swapping going on here. What have we got? Anybody got anything they want to show me? That sounded exciting. What's that then? All right. Chocolate. Hello, what have you got there? Oh, that looks good. Fantastic. Lots of puzzles to do. And another one. Lots of puzzles. Fabulous, that looks great. Ooh. Is that for all of us?
Yes.
Should we share this amongst the church then? We've got a giant Dairy Milk. Do you know, my daughter works for Cadbury, so she's very happy that you brought that this morning. What else have we got? Oh. Somebody's bought me a present. Do you know, this is the first present I've opened this morning. Oh, look at this. Oh, we've got a candle. We've got a candle. Lovely. What have you got there? What have you got there? Oh, lots of chocolate. Lots of chocolate. What have you got? Racing cars, Hot Wheels. Do you know, I remember having some of those when I was your age. Wow. Are they for me then? Shortbread. What else have we got? Oh, we've got some things at the back here. What have we got at the back? Wow, that's fantastic. I haven't seen that for years. Spirograph. How many people remember Spirograph? Look at that. All these people in the church remember Spirograph. You've still got yours. There you go. It'll last forever. Where do I live? Fascinating facts about animals and World Lotto. That's fantastic. Who's got some good gifts? You got some more over here? Let's have a quick look. Look at all these fabulous things. That's brilliant. Right. There are lots and lots of fantastic presents that you've got. Lots and lots of presents. But I'm going to read to you from the Bible because it's very easy to get caught up in all of this stuff and to say Christmas is about presents. Well, Christmas is about presents, but this is the present that Christmas is really about. So let's just read this story from Luke's Gospel, which you will find very familiar, but let's read it and listen to what the story says about the gift that God had for each one of us. It says this, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favour rests.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they'd seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they'd seen and heard, which were just as they had been told." That's the story that tells us about the birth of Jesus. It tells us about the fact that Jesus was God's gift to each one of us. And what I want you to do is I want you to hold the gift that you've got in your hand. I want you to look at it. I want you to treasure it. I want you to appreciate it. Think about what you're going to do with it. Some of you are going to eat it. Some of you are going to put it on the wall. Some of you are going to play with it. Some of you might wear it. And now I just want you very simply to just think about that reading we've had from the Bible. And I want you to think about the fact that you've got that present because God gave Jesus, Jesus Emmanuel, God with us, was the reason for the gift that you've got. So just think about that. Now, excuse me a moment. We have a tradition in our house group. We had a house group party this week, and we always play a game called the pound game. And nearly always, somebody in that game gets given something to wear, and the joke is that you have to wear it at some point on Christmas Day in church. I think I drew the short straw this year. So I said I would do this, and I will put these on just for the next couple of moments. Now, I wonder how many of you are expecting that you will be pulling one of these later on this morning, or probably this afternoon, realistically. You'll probably have some crackers on your lunch table. Well, I have got quite a lot of crackers here at the front of church. I wonder if my glamorous assistant would like to just come forward at this point and help me out to keep some order. And if any of the children here this morning want to come and pull a cracker, you are welcome to come to the front. There are about 20-ish here, so there's quite a lot, but there isn't probably enough for every single one. So don't come in a herring rush. But particularly if you're young, if you're at the younger end, so if you're sort of under about 10 or under, then do come and have a cracker if you'd like one. And if you want to bring a mum and dad with you to help you pull it, that's fine, or you can help each other pull it. Let's just see if you can pull some crackers. Try not to lose all the bits that are in the middle of it. Because I want you to come and... If you've got a cracker, come and stay at the front and we'll have a look at what's in your cracker. If we could put the PowerPoint up, Steve, as well, that would be great. Okay. Yep. Okay. It snapped. Okay. I said there, have a cracker of a Christmas. What have you got inside your Christmas cracker? Would somebody like to come and tell me what you've got in your cracker? Is there anything inside it? What have you got? You've got some glasses. Okay. And a hat. And a joke. Right, okay, something to read and joke. If you've got a joke in your cracker this morning, has anybody got a joke that they can read that is actually quite fun? I have a joke here for you. Oh, come and show me your one. Can you read it?
What do mice do in the daytime?
What do mice do in the daytime? Mousework. Did you hear that? Mousework, yes. Do you know what Adam said to his wife on the day before Christmas? It's Christmas Eve. Yeah, okay. I thought that was quite funny. Anyway, have we got another one? Have you got a joke? Can you tell a joke?
Why was Santa's little helper depressed?
Why was Santa's little helper depressed?
Because he had...
No elf esteem. Right, okay. Very good, very good. Have you got one?
Yeah.
Go on then.
What did the reindeer sing to Father Christmas on his birthday?
What did the reindeer sing to Father Christmas on his birthday? I've no idea.
Free's a jolly good fellow.
Free's a jolly good fellow. Okay, right. Now then, I want to tell you that Christmas, when you open your cracker later on, I want you to think about three things that you've got in your cracker. The first thing you've got is a joke or something that's going to make you laugh or something that's funny. And that is there and you can use it to remind you that Jesus brings you great joy. Christmas is a time of fun. It's a time of celebration. It's a time to be happy. And Jesus wants us to be happy. He wants us to celebrate. He wants us to have a good time. Can you all read that verse of the Bible there that just sums that up for us? Let's read that together. Can you read it out? I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. That's what Christmas is about. It's about Jesus coming and bringing joy. Now, what else have you got in your crackers? Is there a second thing in there? Have you got a gift or a present or something. You've all had much more exciting presents than those that you will get in your cracker, I know. But you've got one. What have you got there?
A magnifying glass.
A magnifying glass. Well, that's reasonably useful. What have you got in yours? A pair of joke spectacles, yes. You could cut those out and you could wear them and you could take a strange picture of yourself with them. Yes. What else have we got? Have we got any other strange gifts in our crackers? Well, what have you got there? You don't know what it is. Well, actually, what you can do with those these ones, they were a pound from Poundland, so don't expect too much, do you? But you can press that out and you can actually make a strange face and then take a picture of yourself. Yeah. I know it's very odd, but it's the sort of thing that grown-ups do when they get married, apparently, because my daughter did it at her wedding. She had all this dressing-up stuff, and they all had these funny face masks, and those are the sorts of things. Anybody else got a gift of any sort that's of any interest? Oh, what have you got there? Some stickers. Well, they're always nice, aren't they? What have you got, Ella? Oh, you've got one of those things that I used to get completely confused about, called a mystery calculator. I like those. Yeah, you try that on your dad when you get home later on, and you've got one of those puzzly things. Yeah, they're always a bit odd. Three bits of metal. Never could work out how to do those.
I know how.
You know how to do it? Well, you can show everybody later on. That's fantastic. Let's move on and think about why we get gifts in crackers, okay? A cracker can help remind us that Jesus is God's gift to us, yes? You've all had lots of presents. You shared some of them already. Jesus is God's gift to us. He came as Emmanuel, God with us. And let's read that verse of the Bible that will just help us to remember what it is that Jesus brings when he came. Let's read that together, shall we? She, that was Mary, will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. That was the gift that God gave us. So we've had joy, and he came as the Saviour, somebody to save us from our sins. That rescue plan that we've talked about previously. God wanted to rescue us, his people, and help us to have friendship restored. And it all comes through Jesus. What's the last thing that we've got in our... Have you got something? Oh, some of you got them on already. Yeah, you've got your hats on. That's good. Why do we wear hats? They're crowns, aren't they? And you can use that crown to remind you that Jesus is king. So when you get your cracker at lunchtime, you're going to have some joy with it because you're going to get a joke. You're going to get a gift with it to remember that Jesus is that gift to you at Christmas. And also remember that Jesus is king. Jesus was there at the beginning of time. Jesus has got the world at his fingertips. He's got it all planned. He's got your best interests at heart. And he invites you to share your life with him and recognize that he is king. Now, as the last thing we're going to do, let's have a bit of fun with this one. Because I don't know what's going to happen with this cracker. I like this one. Did you like this one? I thought that was quite good. Should we try and pull this all together? Get on that. Right, what's in the middle of that then? What have you got there? Oh, you've got lots of things. Oh dear, I don't think we ought to have those. But you see, all of the things are summed up in this big one. Look at that. There's more hats. Give out some hats. You can have one of those, some of you. They're those terrible, noisy, blowy things, aren't they? There we go. There we go. You share those out between you. Helen will help you. Take it to Helen. She'll help you. Okay. Look at that. It's a right mess up here. Okay. Go and sit yourself. If you've got something, go and take yourselves and sit yourselves down. And let's just summarise what this chaos has all been about. What I'm saying to you is, when you open your cracker later, just remember, as part of the celebration, that you can use it to remember something about the day. This is what Jesus is king. We can read this, can't we? Let's read this all together. Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? That's one of the verses from one of the Christmas readings in Matthew. Jesus is king, and he wants to be king of each one of our lives. And when we think about this, we have to come back to this verse from the Bible, which sums up, really, the whole of Christmas in a nutshell. So let's read this verse together as well. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not die, but have eternal life. That sums up what Christmas is about. It sums up that Christmas is for you and me. It was Jesus coming to bring us joy. He brought himself as his gift. And he wants to be king of all of our lives. In everything that we do today, whatever we do, when we're enjoying ourselves, when we're looking at our presents, we're playing with people, we're enjoying each other's company as families and friends, let's remember that God's gift to us was Jesus. And that is the most precious thing that you will receive at any point in your life. Let's pray for a moment. Father God, we do thank you that Jesus is your precious gift to every single one of us. We thank you that you have a plan for all of our lives. And your desire is that every single one of us would come before you and acknowledge you as Lord and Saviour and King of our lives. Help us this Christmas to just spend a moment reflecting on your great love for each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And Lord, we also want to pray for people who are much less fortunate than us at this time of year. We think of people who are on their own at Christmas and lonely. We think about those who are homeless and on the streets. We thank you for people who are ministering to those people even today, with different crisis centres around the country, to bring something of the hope and the meaning of Christmas into the lives of people who've got so little. We thank you that even today here in church, there are people working to enable those, some people who would have been on their own, to have a meal all together in church. We thank you for them. We thank you for those that are coming to that meal. And we pray, Lord, that you will bless that time and help them to have a really memorable Christmas. Hear our prayers, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to do one final carol, and then I'm going to let you out. I promised you we'd be about 3/4 of an hour. Hark the herald, angels sing. Glory to the newborn king. Let's stand and let's celebrate this wonderful day. Wish you a really happy Christmas. I hope you enjoy everything about the rest of the day, that it is everything you want it to be, and perhaps a bit more. But you know, from God's perspective, just remember that he came as a baby for every single one of you. And please don't leave him out of your Christmas celebrations. Let's say a prayer to finish. And now, may we be as faithful and obedient as Mary and Joseph, as full of wonder as the shepherds, and as persistent and generous as the wise men, as we celebrate the coming of Jesus, the Messiah, into the world. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us, with our families, our friends, and our neighbours today, this Christmas, and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Happy Christmas to you all.